Morning. I love God's Word, and I do trust God. I must tell you, though, some of the unknowns of my life right now make me tremble with raw nerves and shaky hands. My biggest unknowns are questions still unanswered. Will I always carry the grief of what's been lost and taken during this last season of my life? How will I know when I'm healed, and how long will healing take? Healing is not nearly as neat and tidy as I would like it to be. I want to build on what I learn each day and check off my healing boxes as I would cross things off a to-do list. But that's not the way healing works. It's not linear. It's a journey of both progress and regress. And it's a daily battle not to be afraid in the midst of so many unknowns. That's one of the myths I've believed about healing for a long time. I thought I had to know how my future would play out in order to have the courage to walk out my healing journey. In short, I thought that God's vision for my future had to be aligned with my vision. But now, I know I had it backward. I needed to surrender my vision of what I wanted for God's better and more complete vision. That's what Jesus did in the Garden of Gethsemane when he prayed, "Abba, Father," he said, "everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me. Yet, not what I will, but what you will." Mark 14, verse 36. Knowing what's up ahead is not really what I need most, and it's definitely not a prerequisite for healing. I think that's so important for you to know as we start this journey together in these pages. Friend, no matter what unknowns or unanswered questions you woke up to today, let's find comfort in what we can absolutely count on from God today. Philippians 4, 6 through 7. God promises to guard your heart and mind. John 14, 27. God promises to give you His peace. 2 Corinthians 1, 3 through 4. God promises to comfort you in all your troubles. Isaiah 41:10. God promises to help you and strengthen you. Numbers 6:24 through 26. God promises to bless, protect, and be gracious to you. Matthew 11:28 through 30. God promises to give you rest when you're weary and burdened. 1 John 5:14 through 15. God promises to hear and answer your prayers. Philippians 4:19, God promises to supply all your needs. Rest assured, Jesus, who completely understands our desires for God to change the plans unfolding in front of us, came down to be the merciful and faithful high priest, modeling for us what to do when we face futures we fear. God has equipped us with the reassurance of His promises, His presence, and His perfect plan in the midst of a million imperfect realities. He thought of you when these verses were penned, and that thought of you flooded Him with a love so perfect, so complete, that He was willing to die so that you could truly live. He is the great love and the reassurance that your heart and mine are so desperately seeking. His truth is the great love letter we get to read today and tomorrow and forever. A statement to remember as we walk into today. God has a perfect plan in the midst of a million imperfect realities.